And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Thursday, November 12th, 2020. Today in the news, a recent interview with Kitco News, John LaForge, head of real asset strategy at Wells Fargo, said that he's maintaining his updated year-end target of $2,100 an ounce for gold. He said investors should pay attention to the long-term trend. He said that he remains bullish on gold as nations continue to print money and devalue their currencies, and he's confident gold will hit a $2,300 in 2021. Hooray! A vaccine! Soon it will run off that fiendish COVID-19, releasing the entire world from months of fear, loathing, death, and siege. But the economy has been largely sequestered, locked up, and locked down, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. The threat of the virus, at least after it was pumped up by the health authorities and the sensationalist press, was in a class by itself. But while the new miracle drug from Pfizer may or may not prove effective against COVID-19, there is no elixir so powerful that it can revive a dying empire. A Washington Post headline probably gives us all we need to know about how government will work over the next 4 years under Biden. Quote, long-standing ties between Biden and McConnell could shape early agenda. You see, McConnell and Biden have been shifting power and wealth to themselves and fellow insiders for a combined total of 84 years. On Monday, Pfizer and BioNTech announced in a press release their vaccine candidate was more than 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 infection, reports Vox. But social media is already abuzz, questioning the timing of the results released just days after the presidential election. The dream of bringing a speedy end to the pandemic is a complicated one. Even when a vaccine does win initial FDA authorization, we should expect a lengthy period of chaos and confusion. And lastly, in an effort to advance equality, environmental protection, and other social goals, President-elect Joe Biden has proposed an ambitious and historic agenda, particularly in four areas: taxation, health insurance, regulation, and energy policy, reports The Hill. His full agenda would significantly reduce productivity, discourage work, and discourage investment. This path would reduce median family income by about $6,500 by the year 2030. Employment would drop by about 5 million jobs. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, don't wait to buy gold and silver, buy it today.